get away from it all.
Well, now, thinking about those sessions, I was actually there. I went over to Los Angeles, and I was visiting Capitol Records, and I was privileged to be able to go along to a Frank Sinatra session. And Billy May was conducting the band, strings, brass and saxes in Studio A in Capitol Tower, and Frank Sinatra was singing his heart out. What amazed me about Frank was that he didn't question anybody else. He just concentrated on his own singing and left Billy May to get on with the orchestra, left the engineer to get on with his balance. And when he got it to his own satisfaction, his singing, he would turn around to Bill and say, "How was it for you? How was it for the engineer?" And if they said, "Fine," he'd say, "Good, let's print it." And it was just like that. Very professional, very, very good. Mark you, the musicians were the cream of Los Angeles, and of course, the scores were impeccable. And all that was down to Billy May. A is for the art of arranging. That's one of the best arrangements of a song I can think of, and it's a classic. The actual song is what you hear in the verse, but the guy who wrote the arrangement wrote that introduction, which is a completely separate tune. It's a wonderful, dancing, raining introduction to the song. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. You know, I think that's a lovely line. Now, we think of it as being part of the song, but of course it isn't. It was written by the arranger. And so much of what we do is all imagination. We're painting pictures in sound. You can have all the orchestral colours in your mind, but you never know for sure how they're going to work in relation to each other until you hear it. And that's the moment of truth.